Aid workers are taking a crack at shuttling migrant families from Yuma to Phoenix, which is a round trip of more than 350 miles, once people have been released by federal authorities. Shortly after aid groups began testing a day shelter to help a growing number of migrant families dropped off in Phoenix, the Border Patrol announced it would start letting people go in Yuma. Since then, there have generally been fewer migrants released here and more in southwest Arizona, says Stanford Prescott with the International Rescue Committee.
We recently launched a pilot to shuttle asylum seekers from Yuma to Phoenix in order to more effectively and efficiently welcome these families to the United States.
Arizona Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva has asked the acting Homeland Security Secretary why Yuma has seen more migrant families while space for them in Phoenix has gone unused. Grijalva says he brought the issue up again at a meeting Tuesday with the acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection.
He indicated to myself and a staff person that was with me that he was going to look into it and get back to us.
Aid workers have brought about 100 migrants to Phoenix from Yuma since the trial started. The number of people transferred depends on how much space is available here. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The number of migrants caught at the U.S.-Mexico border almost hit 100,000 during the month of April. That's according to newly released data from Customs and Border Protection. The so-called Yuma sector is still seeing a ton of traffic, and crossings in the area are tied to where and when migrant families get released in Arizona cities like Yuma, Tucson, and Phoenix. We're joined right now by KJZZ's Matthew Casey, who's been covering the story extensively. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So you have reported that aid workers from Phoenix are transporting migrants to the valley from Yuma. How much of this could be the next chapter in this story of groups trying to help out these folks?
I'm not sure I would go so far as to call it the next chapter of them trying to help the migrants coming here yet. I mean, this new shuttle service, so to speak, is just a pilot program at this point, and it really depends on whether there is room for people here. Capacity is a daily equation that fluctuates depending on variables like how long migrants stay in Phoenix before they set out to reconnect with loved ones. Yesterday, for instance, I heard groups in Phoenix were expecting to take in about 200 people. So if that meant there was no room left here, then migrants would not have been brought up from Yuma.
And back in March, so just a little over 2 months ago or so, groups here said they were overwhelmed by the number of releases. And now they say space is going unused. Do we know why more people are getting let go in Yuma instead of up here in the valley?
No, we don't. But this is sort of what the government said was going to happen, right? They came right out and told people they were going to start releasing in Yuma. You'll recall that that really wasn't the case when drop-off started up here last fall, right? Like, I mean, the government acknowledged when asked, but they put out press releases saying migrants were going to be let go in Yuma. I asked the Border Patrol how they determine where migrants go when I was down there last month, and they told me people are dropped off in Yuma when Immigration and Customs Enforcement doesn't have enough room to bring them up here to Phoenix.
Okay, so then do the new apprehension numbers provide any clues about why Yuma's getting migrants while the space for them again here goes unused?
From the government's perspective, absolutely. The Yuma sector has seen 23,000 more migrant family members so far this fiscal year than it had at this same point last year. That's just an unbelievably staggering number, right? And when you look at that in the context of Homeland Security needing emergency funding just to get through the rest of this fiscal year, it certainly seems it would be cheaper to release people in southwest Arizona than to drive them all the way up here. And I also think it's safe to say that it takes fewer agents less time to do it that way. Now, if you look at it on the other hand, from the activist and aid workers' perspective, and you take that in the way they see the president's track record on immigration, it's going to be really hard to convince them that the numbers and the unused space in Phoenix are not part of a strategy to create chaos that sort of validates the declaration, the emergency declaration to get money for a border wall.
All right, Matt, last thing on this then. So clearly, based on your reporting, what you're telling us, Yuma, still Arizona's hotspot in this current wave of migration. Tough to ask the crystal ball question, but let's close with this. Anything we should keep an eye on going forward? Anything you're seeing there?
Yeah, I think there's a few things. First of all, you know, do the aid workers keep bringing migrants to Phoenix from Yuma, or does it get busy again here? Second, do apprehension numbers start to drop as the weather gets hotter and crossing the border gets more and more dangerous, right? Third of all, does the government's pilot program for DNA testing some migrants claiming to be family get rolled out in Yuma? And then finally, now that we learned this week that the Ninth Circuit is allowing the so-called Remain in Mexico program to continue at least temporarily, does it come to Yuma?
From the Fronteras desk, that is KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Matt, thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you, Steve.